From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
It was confirmed yesterday. Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers has a fractured left collarbone suffered during Monday night's game against Chicago. Various reports yesterday morning hinted at the severity of the injury, which Rodgers confirmed during his weekly radio show and head coach Mike McCarthy acknowledged at his press conference. Additional reports indicated the injury could sideline Rodgers for up to 3 weeks. Tremont Williams says despite being the quarterback position, it's next man up.
It's the same dynamics of any other injury. I mean, if someone gets injured, somebody got to step up. You know, it don't matter the dynamics of the player. The next guy does have to step up, have to come in and play at a high level. So we don't expect no less from anybody else. We believe in Seneca. You know, he's been a backup in the league for a while now, 11 years. So, you know, we know he can get the job done.
The Packers made some moves yesterday as well, placing JerMichael Finley and linebacker Sam Barrington on the season-ending injured reserve list. They also brought Derek Sherrod, the 2011 number one draft pick, back onto the active roster. Iola Scandinavia native Austin Lane signed a one-year contract with the Detroit Lions yesterday. He's been out of football for this season. Seattle Mariners have named Lloyd McClendon as their new manager. McClendon, who piloted the Pittsburgh Pirates from 2001 to 2005 and most recently served as hitting coach under Jim Leland in Detroit, beat out a pool of four other candidates for the vacancy. And the UWSP women's volleyball team knows who they'll play in the opening round of the WIAC tournament Friday night. They'll take on La Crosse. La Crosse was a winner over Oshkosh last night. The Bucks are back in action tonight at home. They take on the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom King.